From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. A video posted online Sunday reportedly shows the joint U.S. and Peshmerga raid on an Islamic State prison in northern Iraq last week that freed 69 hostages. Here is audio from that two-minute video taken from a helmet-mounted camera and shared by the Kurdistan Regional Security Council. Several commandos in uniform are seen leading a group of men quickly between rooms as nonstop gunfire crackles nearby. A man can be heard shouting in Arabic, "Hurry, hurry," repeatedly, as soldiers escort dozens of prisoners to safety inside the compound. The Iraqi security force members were among the hostages freed from the prison in Hajiya, west of Kirkuk. Ivory Coast is holding the first round of presidential elections Sunday. Current President Alassane Ouattara is widely expected to win and says he wants a first-round knockout victory. The president spoke to reporters after he cast his ballot.
Because Ivorians want peace. They want to get out of what we experienced in 2010. They really want to move ahead with prosperity, progress, peace, and for us to get together and work for the best of a nation.
Meanwhile, voters in the Republic of Congo are deciding whether to change the constitution there so President Denise Asuengeso can run for another term. The amendments up for a vote in Sunday's referendum would abolish a two-term limit for presidents and an age limit for presidential candidates of 70. Opponents say Ngeso has called for voters to boycott the poll. VOA News. As the flow of Syrians, Afghans, and others through the Balkans toward Western Europe continued unabated Sunday, as some European leaders gathered Sunday to consider sending hundreds of guards to its borders with the Western Balkans as a way to deal with the massive influx of asylum seekers. Under the discussion, according to the plan, is to deploy more ships off Greece as the bloc seeks to balance Germany's welcome for refugees with tougher security measures. At a press conference before that meeting, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel spoke to reporters. She says, "We are to discuss how the development of the registration centers on the external borders can happen because we know that improving the protection of the external borders is an important task. And today, the arrival of migrants in Greece will be on the agenda." The mini-gathering of Central and Southern European leaders comes 2 weeks after a full European Union summit was held on the same topic. Tanzanians went to the polls Sunday to elect a new president and parliament in what was expected to be a tight race in the East African country. VOA correspondent Jill Craig visited several polling stations in Dar es Salaam Sunday. She reports that voting was peaceful in the capital and appeared to run smoothly with no incidents of violence or unrest.
The normally busy streets of Dar es Salaam were noticeably quiet Sunday, as traffic was restricted for Tanzania's much-anticipated election day. Voters turned up at various polling stations around town, starting even before 7 a.m. when the polls opened, to vote in presidential, parliamentary, and local elections. Lightness Mwipopo is a domestic elections observer. Only a few hours in, she is pleased with what she is seeing at a polling station in Msasani.
But so far, the election is going well. And everything is well right now.
Voter Calista Nkone has been waiting more than 2.5 hours for her turn to vote in Mbuyuni. But she says that things have been well organized. Jill Craig, VOA News, Dar es Salaam.
Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair has apologized for what he calls mistakes made during the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. In an interview with CNN, Blair also cites a military intervention as a trigger for current conflicts in the region, including the rise of the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Of course, you can't say those of us who removed Saddam in 2003 bear no responsibility for the situation in 2015, he says. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad reiterated his focus on eliminating the threat of terrorists in his country, saying Sunday that would lead to the political solution that Syrians seek to the crisis they have endured for more than 4.5 years. Assad met with a group of Russian lawmakers and other officials in the capital of Damascus. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.